Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Christina Kanowski, who is a committee member with the Indiana Dunes Birding Festival, which is a project of the Indiana Audubon Society. Welcome, Christina.
Well, thanks for having me.
And so this is a statewide organization, the Indiana Audubon Society.
Yep.
And you were telling me that they do projects all over the state.
They sure do. They've been expanding their events. They do one at their Mary Gray Bird Sanctuary, which is kind of their headquarters for the state.
Mm-hmm.
But their most popular event is the Indiana Dunes Birding Festival, which is right here in the Dunes area every May.
So do they feel that we have more birds here than any other part of the state?
For the most part, yes. I don't know the statistics on that, but there's over 350 species of birds
that
migrate
fantastic?
Through the dunes. Yeah, it's a good hotspot for birders and birding, mostly because of the lake. We're on a flyaway there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Birding Festival is just a perfect opportunity for birders and nature enthusiasts to come together and explore, during the spring migration, our birds of
and
the
Indiana
Dunes.
And when does the Birding Festival take place?
This year it will take place May 17th through the 20th,
mm-hmm.
And so that's basically a Thursday through a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and it's just 4 days of fun and birding.
Well, we'll get to the details. First, I want to touch on your background a little bit. You are an artist yourself.
I am.
And I understand that you have recently received a couple of Indiana Arts and the Parks grants from the Indiana Arts Commission. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. What type of art do you do?
So I actually do a lot of bird work, mm-hmm. Most extant and extinct species of birds,
mm-hmm.
So basically existing and non-existing birds. I mostly do watercolor. I graduated from the American Academy of Arts, so I have both an illustration background and a fine art background,
mm-hmm.
and I just kind of show throughout Indiana and throughout the U.S.
So your artwork is very much in the tradition of Audubon.
Similar, yes.
Similar. Yeah. Well, that's beautiful stuff,
Thank
though.
You.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so let's get back to the birding festival itself. What might one experience participating in the festival?
So the Birding Festival definitely caters to birders. So a lot of events are in the morning. You're going on field trips, workshops, presentations that revolve around bird species, identifying birds, counting birds, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved a lot with the arts-related activities. So there's a couple workshops that are like painting on glass and
mm-hmm.
Sketching on the field. There's so many different activities. Hard to name them all. But.
Now, is this one of the years that you received the grant?
Not this year. It'll be the last 2 years.
Okay.
So this is not unrelated to that one.
Okay.
But.
And there's an exhibit, specifically a Dunes bird exhibit.
That's correct.
Okay.
So one of the events that I helped with is the Dune Birds and Art Exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
That takes place basically a little bit longer than the festival. It starts the day before the festival on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
We have an opening reception, and we have about 25 artists that are participating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a month-long exhibition that will be at the Indiana Dunes Visitor Center,
mm-hmm.
which is our headquarters. And we are having a reception that night before the festival to kind of kick it off before everything gets started, and
mm-hmm.
it should be a fun night.
That's a really nice facility.
It is.
I love that building, and it does have nice. So you'll be in that lobby area with the exhibit, or in that room off of the lobby?
It's right off of the side. When you
mm-hmm.
walk in, it's just to your right when you walk in.
Uh-huh.
And it's a nice large exhibition space.
It is nice.
They have usually their artists in residence for the National Lakeshore program there. So we'll be holding our artist exhibit there. We have 2D work, 3D work. We have artists that are both local and regional. So we have some people that might be familiar faces
mm-hmm.
to some people and some people that are new. There's sculpture, there's paintings, there's drawings, there's felted wool, there's
oh,
almost everything
fantastic.
In there. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And, the Dunes have always been an inspiration to artists as far back as we know, Dudley, for instance, and the work that he did. And so are all of the artists who are involved in this exhibit, are they like you in that they their work is based in realism and it's very technically it's technically true to the subject.
So what's great about the exhibition is that no, it's not that very strict kind of illustrative take on birds.
Okay.
There's a little bit more fun in there, and there's a lot more styles involved. There's
mm-hmm.
There's kind of like fun, playful illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
There's woodblock prints that are very generic and stylized. There are some fine art renderings that are more painterly, like
mm-hmm.
something you see in a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some really technical, very well rendered. graphite drawings, charcoal, and other watercolor mediums. So it's a nice variety of styles and mediums.
It sounds like a great event. Well, thank you for being here to tell us about it.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with it. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.